Albany County Executive Dan McCoy feels most parents fail to understand the extent to which the internet is woven into their children's lives.
I went to dinner with friends of ours, and our kids haven't seen each other probably like 4 or 5 months. And they're at the dinner table, no one's talking. I go, are you guys going to talk? You haven't seen each other in like 4 or 5 months. They all lifted their phone up from under, you know, from their laps, and they go, yeah, we're talking. We're also talking to other friends.
McCoy vows Local Law F will be vigorously defended as it heads back to the New York Court of Appeals, where its constitutionality will be argued.
Probably this argument's going to be heard out in 2014, and they're saying, well, can we prosecute someone for something being said over the internet? You know, it's one of them gray areas that here's a prime example that the laws haven't met the 21st century.
Former Albany County legislator Brian Scavo introduced the legislation that later became the law.
Albany County Attorney Thomas Marcel will be defending the cyberbullying law in the Court of Appeals. The constitutionality of this law has been upheld in two prior Court of Appeals cases. Why the Court of Appeals would want to hear the case again is unknown to me, but there is a need for a countywide cyberbullying law, and we passed that law back in 2010. I created that law, and Dan was one of my co-sponsors, and it's an important law, and it's saving lives.
Scavo and McCoy cite recent events in Florida where a 14-year-old has been charged with stalking after a 12-year-old was bullied and committed suicide. There have also been cases involving suspected cyberbullying closer to home in places like East Greenbush, Rotterdam, and Ravenna. Earlier this year, McCoy assembled the Albany County Bullying Prevention Task Force.
Made up of different organizations from Cornell Cooperative Extension, from BOCES of the greater region. I did it with the Pride Center of the Capital Region. We also have Equal Knox, and we have our own Albany County Crime Victims and Sexual Violence Center that are going out to schools. We launched this last month in middle school out in Gilliland to tell kids, hey, you know what? It's okay if you come to school with your hair being purple or orange, or you wear funky clothes, or what. You know, it's about being a kid. And we're here, and if you need a crutch, Albany County is going to be there for you. If you need to lean on somebody, we want you to lean on us.
Albany's cyberbullying law led to the 2011 arrest of a Cohoes youngster who McCoy says created a Facebook page that targeted other children.
And that's why we want to put a law in place that meets the 21st century, that actually can be used as a useful tool for parents, can be used for the administrators of schools, and for the district attorney to sit there and say, hey, look, we're going to prosecute you under this.
The minor in the Cohoes case pleaded guilty to one of 10 misdemeanors. New York State enacted the Dignity for All Students Act in 2012, requiring schools to create policies to address cyberbullying both on and off school property. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.